This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to signs that the boom in the technology business is getting long in the tooth. Signs, if not senescence, then that things are cooling off some in torrid Silicon Valley. Reporter Jessica Plachek has the story.
One sign of the tech boom, if you could code and had a pulse, you had a job. That's changed, says Stephen Bryan, an IT specialist who is unemployed.
I actually never went looking for a job. If, you know, normally when something would disappear, another door would open.
I met Bryan at the Nova Job Center in Sunnyvale. It provides career advice mostly to tech workers. Chris Stadelman is the director.
The hiring itself has slowed down. And when I say that, it's compared to last year, which was not a normal year for us. Last year, the job market was roaring with job growth.
Fueling that growth was investors plowing money into startups out of FOMO, the fear of missing out. That frenzy was fueling an environment where it seemed like fat checks were thrown at any young guy with an idea and a hoodie. Scott Brosnan is a high-tech recruiter at Workbridge Associates, and he describes the startup mentality like this.
A million people walk into a bar, don't spend one dime, and the owner considers it success.
But that attitude is changing as investors are becoming more cautious. Funding is slowing and startups are folding.
I don't think we need 30 food delivery companies in Silicon Valley.
Eric Boitois is a veteran venture capitalist in downtown Palo Alto. Boitois doesn't use the words tech bubble or bust in reference to the valley. Instead, he describes it as...
The valuation are becoming frosty.
He's saying frothy. That's the term for when startups are valued at much more than they're worth. Unlike a bubble, froth doesn't pop. It subsides. Boitois thinks that could be a good thing. As companies with bad business models flop, viable startups can sweep up talented workers.
As I say, it's typically Silicon Valley. There is always this up and down. So that's the way why this place is so creative and so energetic.
In Palo Alto, I'm Jessica Plachek for Marketplace.